3.
Oh, 5. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. You think it's hot? You ain't seen nothing. Next week, every day it appears, every day we could possibly tickle that 100-degree mark. Ay, 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 ay. All right, I was going to say we'll hunker down, but do you want to hunker down or do you want to... I want to wear something light and fluffy and airy. 100 degrees is hot. There's really no way to spin that. You can get into the arguments, the dust-ups. Heidi and I go back and forth. Oh, 75 is too high. We got to put on the air. No, no, no. I'm not turning it on until it hits 80. But 100 brings a unanimous decision from everyone. That's hot. So next week, just about every single day, either at 100 degrees or pretty doggone close to 100 degrees. I'm actually looking at the forecast that says a couple of those days we are going to exceed 100 degrees. Wow. Okay. Now, I promise you, we're not just going to be griping about the weather. We got a lot of stuff we'll be chatting with. Dr. Dave Brandt going to be with us at 3:35. Dave, of course, my favorite economist. There seems to be some mixed signals. I'm seeing what I think are pretty good numbers coming from reports on the economy. And then I'm hearing from some of the legacy news media hacks. Oh, my God, it's the end of the world right around the corner. It's coming. You just don't see it because you're not as smart as we are. Well, I'm willing to stipulate I am not as smart as you are. But I can kind of see where we are. I see that there's not a lot of... problems arising from these tariffs. She told me that was going to be the end of the world. So anyway, Dr. Dave Brandt will join us at 3:35. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is going to be with us at 4:35. Stan joins us every Friday afternoon. Talk a little bit about cars, have fun, get an idea what's coming up on the best weekend radio show anywhere. It's called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Airs Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. and 5:35. Another really, really good friend, Bolly Jarrett. Bolly is a really cool guy. I mean, I think the world of Bolly. He's a CPA. That's the day job, if you will. And that's how a lot of people know him, as an accountant. In fact, last year he was selected as the best accountant in all of Central Virginia in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Who else made the cut? Sam Newsman. Yeah, Sam Newsman, the most trusted puppet in media, who just, was it last week, Germ? Won third place in the, I think it was Best Media Personality for Style Weekly. I know, apparently Style Weekly is still around and they're still doing the contests. So that's pretty cool. So Sam took third place then, and Sam this year is in the finals for Best Morning Radio Show. 2 years ago, Sam Newsman won third place in mornings. Last year, he was second best. So, I mean, if the trend keeps up, he would be the best morning radio show. That would be pretty cool. I always reference Germ in that because Jeremy actually is the producer for Sam Newsman. I've got him during the week, and Sam gets him on the weekends. It's kind of, I guess it's kind of like one of those divorced family things, right? I get possession of Germ during the week, and then on the weekend he gets to hang out with Sam, and I don't know which one is more fun, probably Sam, but it's all good stuff. I did mention to you it was Friday, didn't I? If I didn't, let me mention it again. It's Friday. Yes, we have made it. Man, I'll say it again. Congratulations all the way around. Self-high fives all the way around. But what happens on Fridays? Well, a couple of different things. On Fridays, of course, I try and wear red, R-E-D, remember, everyone deployed. Started a few years back by a couple of Marine moms just to salute those men and women who every single day are somewhere other than home. It's amazing to me that we have so many good, decent human beings in this country who are willing to stand up and serve. So, you wear red to, again, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. Today, I am wearing a red shirt. You know, the And the laundry genie is back from Liverpool. I don't know what you do in Liverpool. Apparently there's like some sort of music connection, like a band or something came from there. But anyway, laundry genie is back. I am wearing my Richmond Hush Puppies shirt. They were only available at one game. How many years ago was this? 6, 7, 8 years ago? Could be. And it is, I think, the coolest flying squirrels shirt that's ever been done. And the squirrels do some pretty cool shirts. They really, really do. But this one, I think, is the best. The Richmond Hush Puppies. I could probably ask Parney if they're thinking about doing it again. But I think it was a one-time thing. That was it. Oh, you know, the squirrels are in action tonight against the Savannah Bananas. Savannah Bananas have a thing or two that they know about marketing. Am I right? Like the most popular minor league baseball team, I think, in history. They just have taken it to a level that's crazy. So they're playing tonight at the Diamond, the Savannah Bananas, and the Richmond Flying Squirrels, my beloved Richmond Flying Squirrels. It's going to be something to see, man. It really is. I don't know which team outdoes the other when it comes to marketing and being fan-friendly, but we'll get a look at that tonight. We had the opportunity earlier today to record a program which will air. Jeremy and I have to go through it. We're going to make it time suitable for the radio. I almost said suitable for the radio, and somebody is going to, probably think, oh, somebody said something bad. No, not at all, not at all. It's a time thing. We got to make sure the times are right. But when we do it, you're going to love it. And, of course, as we always do with pre-recorded things, we get it up at newsradiowrva.com. If you're not already looking at newsradiowrva.com, you are missing out on a lot because every single part of this program goes up there. If you missed something, you go to WRVA.com and you can listen to it and download it, share it. If you heard something that was especially important, again, you go to WRVA.com, download it, listen to it, share it. Everything goes up there. We do put everything up there. What is this new thing? I said we recorded this segment. It was about something new. Well, I'll give you the information in a couple of moments. All right. I am debuting a brand new award. We have had the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor now for the better part of 8 years, I guess almost 9 years. We present that every month. Every month we have a Central Virginia law enforcement officer who receives the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And these are folks who are serving today, keeping us safe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I am going to be debuting a brand new award. You'll hear the details of it in just a couple of moments. What else can I tell you? No, I guess that's it, right? You're feeling good? Good. Good, good, good. Did I mention? I know I mentioned the other day, but I'll mention it again. My best buddy, Emily Morrissey, you know, she's getting ready to celebrate a big birthday coming up. Yeah, June the 23rd. And I just want to make sure that you check out my Facebook pages because I posted a little message there that I just want you to take a look at. That's all. It relates to an effort that I have, which hopefully will help you to make my pal Emily's day even better. I mean, the birthday is going to be great. I guarantee there's going to be a delicious cake. I got a sneaking suspicion there might be a present or two. And if you go to either the Jeff Katz Show or just look for Jeff Katz, the Radio Katz on Facebook, you'll find a little message there with a couple of details I posted that could, and I hope will, help you to help my friend Emily have an even better birthday, a happier birthday. Yeah. I don't know why I'm so excited. Oh, yeah, because it's Friday. That's right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Look at that. Here I am. Of course, because it's Friday. Let me tell you about this new thing that I'm going to do, and I am going to talk all about it with our first honoree. Recipient. We will do that next week. But here's what I decided to do. We've got so many fantastic law enforcement people here in Central Virginia. And I am nothing short of humbled to be able to help out every once in a while and pay tribute to some of these folks, to go into academies, man. That's the best part. I think it really is. I love being there. Every time I talk with somebody who's got 20, 25 years and they go, man, the job's not the same and this is difficult or that's a challenge. And then I go into these academies and I see this collection of young, fresh faces. Because there's a part of me that thinks, well, nobody's going to do the job in this day and age, right? It's totally different than any other time. Just not going to happen. Not going to happen. Well, thing is, we've got a whole bunch of great young people who are entering into law enforcement. And I am just so humbled and grateful to them. I have decided to establish a new award, and we are calling it the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. The Jan McTernan Legacy Award. We are not stopping the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor. Far from it. The Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor will continue to be presented every month on the final Friday of the month, that is Blue Friday. But the Jan McTernan Legacy Award will be presented maybe once a year, maybe less than that. The Jan McTernan Legacy Award is designed for someone to receive who has served 20 years or 20 years plus in law enforcement and is leaving behind a legacy in the law enforcement community that reminds me of the legacy Jan McTernan left behind. Is anybody going to leave behind a legacy exactly like Jan's? No, of course not, because Jan was unique. But every other person who's put 20 years in is also unique. And they have done things and helped people. And it's just going to be a different focus. My sense is that those folks who have completed 20 years and are looking to retire will be where I ask law enforcement leaders to look first when nominating someone for the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. I have already designed a, I think, pretty attractive crystal trophy. Mike McTernan of Prince George Towing, who is one of Jan's sons, came to me and said, I will pay for that that beautiful award. Let me foot the cost on that. Okay. So, you know, Mike already has endowed, if you will, paid for all of the challenge coins that our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor recipients get. And now he said, yes, I will pay for the trophy for the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. So the McTernans are good people. They always have been. And it's nice to see that that continues. So I will give you more details. And in fact, as I said, we recorded earlier today with the very first recipient of the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. But I don't feel right releasing the name today simply because Jeremy and I have to go through this audio. We're going to get it together. And then when it's ready to drop, then we'll let you know exactly who the recipient is. And, you know, here I am talking about the challenge coins. I gotta send a note to Mike and let him know we're just about out of challenge coins. We got to get a new set of challenge coins done, and we'll see if he wants to help out again. And if he doesn't, that's okay, too. Not to worry. Dr. Dave Bratt joins us next. 325 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.